Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. A long-awaited study out today from the State Department of Public Health links a childhood cancer cluster in the town of Wilmington in the 1990s to contaminated drinking water. The study found a connection between prenatal exposure to a cancer-causing chemical in the public drinking water and cases of leukemia and lymphoma in children whose mothers drank the water while pregnant. Lee Brooks' son Paul was one of those children. He developed leukemia in his late teens and died in 2006 at the age of 23. Lee joins us, along with Brian DeLassio, who also had cancer as a teen and participated in the study. Lee, Brian, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for telling our story.
Lee, I'd like to start with you. What are you feeling today? You know, knowing the DPH study has finally said 15 years after your son died and about 18 years after he was diagnosed that the cancer cluster in Wilmington was indeed linked to contaminated drinking water.
Well, I feel kind of glad this is over with. It's a long wait to get some answers. On one hand, I wanted to the study to come out sooner so the awareness and the action would be taken towards cleanup and enforcement of regulations.
Lee, I'm wondering if you can just elaborate on those regulations. Which regulations do you want to see enforced? I assume specifically around safe drinking water, right?
Yeah. Well, contamination as well. I mean, companies dump contaminants into the ground, and that needs to be stopped or regulated so that they do it properly and contain it properly. Years ago, they didn't know about these things, so companies dumped their waste into the ground, and it eventually leached into our waterways, our drinking wells.
The chemical in question is known by its shortened name, NDMA. It came from a chemical plant that was last owned by Olin Chemical Corporation. That plant shut down in 1986, and it's now an EPA Superfund site. I have to imagine it must have been very difficult over the years, knowing that your son may have been exposed to a chemical in utero through no fault of your own. What
right.
was that like? Can you tell us more about that, and also what your son said about it?
Well, originally I didn't know that. At the time, when just before Paul got sick, he was drinking a lot of water, and he was getting tired. We didn't see that. And he was sitting there watching the news. He was resting up for work, and he come out and he says to me, "Mom, they're shutting down the wells. They said there's something wrong with the water." And I've been drinking this water all this time. Now, back then, we didn't know, but I knew there was a study going on, and I knew there were kids getting sick in the neighborhood. And I said, "That's so rare. It's very rare. It's, you know, don't worry about it," type of thing. And he really didn't say much when he did get sick. It was kind of like, I don't know if he was worried about us, how we were reacting, but we were also concerned about him and how he was feeling. And me personally, as a mom, I was like devastated because, you know, I was always thinking of him as a happy, healthy child. It was a total shock.
And just to point out, the study did find that exposure to kids themselves drinking the water did not cause the cancer. It was exposure in utero. Brian, I want to turn to you. You're now 45 years old. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience with cancer as a child? How old were you when you were diagnosed, and what did you go through?
So I was diagnosed at 15 with Hodgkin's lymphoma. I had woken up one morning with a lump in my neck and a trip to the pediatrician. One look at me, and he sent me in for blood work, sat my mother down, and he knew what it was. From there, it was 10 weeks of radiation. It was over a year plus of chemotherapy, hospital visits, hospital stays. I pretty much immediately relapsed, and it ended up coming back in a lot more places than it had started. And that's when we started the chemotherapy. Happy to say I'm cured from that cancer. I haven't had any side of that cancer since my original treatment. I have had some ongoing health issues, some potentially related to the treatments that I got. But, you know, I'm still here to tell my tale, and I'm extremely thankful for that.
Do these long-awaited study results Do they help you in any way sort of beyond peace of mind?
You know, the main focus of this group of families has been to get answers so that others can learn from it. Our big thing was to just make sure that the legacy of this is that we learn more about contaminated water, we learn more about what it can do to the human body, and then also to guide some folks, hopefully, that don't know what they're dealing with, but maybe it will give them some guidance and some insight on where to look.
That's Brian DeLassio and Lee Brooks. Brian, Lee, thank you for speaking with WBUR.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Lee Brooks of Wilmington lost her son Paul to leukemia in 2006. Brian DeLassio had Hodgkin's lymphoma as a teenager living in the town. Today, the State Department of Public Health released a 2-decades-long study connecting a childhood cancer cluster that started in the 1990s to contamination from a former chemical plant in Wilmington.